This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's
Well, it looks like a majority in a recent poll, AP North poll, says that Trump, or people are siding with Trump in the New York criminal case. Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why. It is getting pretty. The weaponization of the legal system. We hear all about how the Republicans just can't win on the merits. They can't make their case. Nobody wants to hear what they say. And that's why they're trying to keep so-and-so out of the election by getting them convicted of whatever. That's exactly what they'd be saying, folks, at least in my estimation. All right, folks, welcome to the program again. Hour number two is launching into the stratosphere as we speak. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also send us a direct message simply by going over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, and you can send us a direct message right there. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running. And thanks again also to Ron in Denver. He sent us a message there during the break regarding playing a song for Lucy. He says, good choice for Lucy. Get better, Lucy. Absolutely. We appreciate that very much, Ron. I know that she does very, very much so. And so in this portion of the program, of course, in this hour of the program, we will be talking about the Mayorkas impeachment articles that have been delivered to the Senate. Whether or not the Senate takes it up ever or anytime soon, I think we kind of know the answer to that already. But certainly there's got to be some kind of pressure to be brought on this. But before we get to that, I do want to let you know, of course, that we're watching the Trump trial, as we were talking about before. We've also got a lot happening in terms of where the economy is going right now. This from Barron's. Jerome Powell says that the inflation progress has stalled. And the rates will hold steady for longer. Well, we kind of knew that from the CPI data that we got several days ago. We all know this. I mean, this is not something that is necessarily breaking news, but it is interesting that it's setting in, basically. You know, the markets had baked in a possible rate cut. The Democrat Party, certainly the Biden campaign, they're baking in these rate cuts. The other day, the president said, well, you know, we had this, you know, the CPI data, he was asked about that. Well, it might deter the cuts for about a month or so. But that's not really, you know, the case. He doesn't know, by the way. But certainly the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, again, this from Barron's, acknowledged that progress in reducing inflation has stalled since the start of 2024. That has come hand in hand with stronger economic growth, enabling the central bank to hold interest rates at their current level for longer than previously expected. Last year, rebounding supply supported U.S. growth in spending and also employment, alongside a considerable decline in inflation, Powell said Tuesday afternoon. The more recent data shows solid growth and continued strength in the labor market, but also a lack of further progress so far this year on returning to our 2% inflation goal. Bingo! They're not going to get to the 2% inflation goal doing what they're doing. And I think they know that. I think this has always been kind of out there. Okay, well, you know, we're just going to raise these rates. You know, we know it's going to be bad, but, you know, we're going to try to get to that 2%. I don't think they're getting to the 2%. at some point they will employ revisionist history and say something like, well, we never said 2%. We said maybe 2%. Even the other day, Janet Yellen said, I think maybe we can get it down to the twos. Right? How about 2.9? That's the twos, isn't it? But at any rate, folks, the so-called strong economy, do you feel that? Do you feel that things are going well only in the sense that you're still paying so much? Your wages haven't increased. Your credit is being depleted. Your savings are being depleted. It's costing the average family, I heard this the other day, what is it, $1,000 a month more to maintain? So really, that's $12,000 a year? Okay, well, it's so good. Everything's great. The gas prices, that's fine. No problem. Shrinkflation is fine. It's all good, and we don't have to worry about stuff anymore because the economy is showing such growth, I guess. But otherwise, they would be cutting these rates. They're going to have to find a way to do it, I'm sure, because they've got to give that shot in the arm. If they don't give that shot in the arm, the Biden campaign suffers even more. Now, obviously, I'm being facetious about that. But definitely, definitely, they may find that way in order to do that. But again, getting back to the Trump trial here in the time we have left in this segment, this from Newsmax, the first criminal trial facing former President Donald Trump is also the one in which Americans are least convinced he committed a crime. According to a new AP NORC or NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll, only about one-third of U.S. adults say Trump did something illegal in the New York City criminal trial in which he's charged with falsifying business records to pay a former adult film star to keep quiet before the 2016 election about an alleged extramarital affair. Meanwhile, close to half think he did something illegal in the other three criminal cases pending against him, and they're fairly skeptical that Trump is getting a fair shake from the prosecutors in the case, or that the judge and jurors can be impartial in cases involving him. Still, half of those surveyed said they would consider Trump unfit to serve if he is convicted. So that's can be significant. But that's one of the reasons why they're doing this. You know, Jonathan Turley said, you know, these are what, misdemeanor charges where the statute is already run. It's not a, it wouldn't be a thing. But if you can manipulate things and work yourself into a pretzel legally, this is what they're doing. So I hope these jurors see that and they say, nope, nope, and nope. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wednesday edition continues on, my friends, as we continue to build this overnight community. And it is a lot of fun, and we have so much more to tell you about, to talk about as we continue. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we are going to head right over to the telephone lines, because we've got Aaron in Denver listening to us this morning. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Professor Politics. Professor Politics, is it time for Mike Johnson to be thrown under the bus? Does the GOP need a new head coach? Because I guess the head coach ain't getting the job done, Professor Politics. The country's still in trends and trends and trends and trends and trends of debt, no balanced budgets, no cutting spending. What's going on, Professor Politics? Tell me, what's going on?
Well, it looks like you've got Thomas Massey. Yeah, you've got Thomas Massey there out of Kentucky. He's saying basically he's going to co-sponsor Marjorie Taylor Greene's bill to the motion, or not the bill, but the motion to vacate. So, yeah, this doesn't look good right now, does it?
No, it doesn't look good. I mean, apparently Mike Johnson is bending the knee and doing the bidding of the diabolical, broken down, dark side dumb donkey herd, and it looks like the conservatives, I guess the ones that are trying to bring in, stop the spending that's going on in the swamp, and try to bring some restraint there, and it looks like the Mike Johnson is going to be thrown on the bus for federal politics.
Well, the only thing that does worry me is that at some point does Hakeem Jeffries sort of slide into this position here, you know, by default, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean he sucks. And Mike Johnson, supposed to be a conservative, and it looks like he's sucking too. And then also, from what I've been listening to other talk shows, that the Speaker of the House doesn't support has apparently gone and supports the FBI when it comes to these wiretapping without a search warrant, Professor Paul. What's going on with that, Professor Paul? Supporting the FBI without a warrant and listening to private conversations without a warrant? What's going on with that, Professor
Paul? Yeah, I think everybody kind of bristles, to say the least, at something like that. I understand why the FISA exists, you know, to try to go after legitimate terrorist targets figure out what they're doing in this country. And just as as an aside, I mean, when you have people in this country chanting "Death to America," it sounds sounds like they might be terrorists or terrorist sympathizers or helpers.
Yes, or potential terrorists, like the nutbags in the Alabama Supreme Court saying that frozen eggs potentially could be human beings. Potentially. And one more thing, Professor. What's going on with this trying to take my man Trump down over some alleged hush money prosecuting in that swamp called New York City? What's going on with that, Professor Politics?
Yeah, that's one of their best shots right now. I mean, there are these other cases that are pending, but, you know, as I was just talking about in the earlier segment, you know, according to a new poll, some 7 out of 10 people think that there's really nothing there on this trial. And but they're willing to do anything to try to make it so hard for him to campaign or to get him convicted of something, because they see other polls that say, hey, if he's convicted of something, that could change my vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, but the thing is, let's say if they did convict him on these trumped up charges. You know, the thing is, though, he would appeal it because the judge is not fair, and the jury, Lord knows what the jury's going to be made of. Trump walks in the court, and already the stack is against him. The stack is so high that it's against him, Professor Paul.
Yeah.
He has no chance.
That's really true.
No fairness.
Yes, that's right. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Aaron, because the American people, they value fairness, and they value because they realize, because Trump is an everyman, and they see that as, hey, they could do this to Trump, they could do this to anybody, and they really see that there's a difference of if you're a prominent Democrat, you get treated differently for something like this, shall we say, than if you're a prominent conservative or Republican.
Yeah, like Bob Menendez. With all this gold and gold bars and stuff like that, they still haven't kicked him out of office, but they did kick the other guy out of office, and he just faced a bunch of charges. He wasn't even convicted for anything, but Bob Menendez, he still got his gig, Professor Politics.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the gold bars in the closet something like that. That is, that's very funny indeed.
Well, anyway, Professor Paul, as always, it's been a pleasure. Of course.
Thank you, Aaron. Take care. All right, Aaron in Denver, everybody. Great to hear from Aaron this morning. And, the double standards are so prominent. They're so prominent. By the way, with Mike Johnson, you've got another Democrat representative, Tom Suozzi, out of New York, said he's going to vote against the motion to vacate. And then other Democrats, evidently, at least one, are also looking to try to block that. But it is getting to be pretty dicey. Even Senator Rand Paul, I saw a quote from him basically saying, I'm just going to paraphrase, I don't have it right in front of me, but something that, well, is it, there's a big difference, but is there a big difference having Mike Johnson as Speaker or just having the Democrats in charge? So once it starts kind of slouching that direction, it's very, very hard. But I do think that certainly if the only thing is that if you're going to vacate, you got to have a plan. You know, what happened last time when it went on for weeks and weeks and so forth, it got to be very, very off-putting, I think. And in an election year, you also need to be able to temper everything. That's why I'm saying at least have a plan, because you got to be able to temper things like the Democrats being able to say, well, because the campaign commercials, true or not, right, will read something like, and the Republicans are out of control again, and they can't even have a speaker, and they can't elect one of their own, and on and on and on it goes. Because in this election, my friends, having a clear majority in the House, not a razor thin, you know, one vote or something like that, you can't operate like that. This is being demonstrated over and over again. And so they really need to be able to hit this thing out of the park. And yes, it starts, you know, with the presidency, but the down ticket voting and the coattails, all that has to be there. So this is not going to be easy. None of it's easy. Only be, and so far, you know, because we've even had calls to the program. Why is Biden doing so well in these polls comparatively? Why isn't he at, you know, super rock bottom? And that's because they're very good at the messaging. It's very difficult to get this change to happen, and that's why the Republicans have to be incredibly careful. They have to have everything spelled out so that it's clear what's going to happen after the November elections, and you have a new Republican president or a new old Republican president, however you want to describe it. But Trump comes back to office, let's say. There's got to be a plan, an agenda, and something people know what to expect. Kind of hearkening back to the contract with America with Newt Gingrich. These clear choices have to be there, because the uphill battle is going to be also against abortion. We got a very interesting clip, by the way, from Bill Maher, of all people, about abortion. And yesterday on the program, we told you how, according to sources, the Biden campaign is going to every single day hammer on the subject of abortion, because they get a hold of something and then they just go with it. So you're facing this huge messaging machine. You're facing this almost monolithic structure. But where's the other sort of crack forming? A lot of that has to do, at least according to Michael Moore, right, Mr. Michael Moore, about Biden's, quote, handling of the Israeli-Hamas war, and believes that people will stay home because they don't like support for Israel. And I'm just paraphrasing that right there. But I'm telling you, would that really be the case? We support Israel, so I'm going to stay home. I won't vote. That is a scary, scary thing in the sense of how people are feeling against Israel. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Bottom of the hour coming up. We're coming right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
U.S. USA News Update. Prosecutors in former President Trump's New York hush money trial are seeking contempt charges. They allege he breached a gag order via recent social media posts. Trump's defense attorneys asserts he was just responding to attacks from Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. A hearing to address the motion is scheduled for next week. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he has full confidence in President Biden's mental capacity, addressing concerns raised by special counsel Robert Hur's report. Hur described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
So if you're asking me about my own observations, I have complete confidence in the president.
Garland, during a House hearing, said he's witnessed Biden effectively lead meetings on complex national issues. A new Iowa law signed by Governor Kim Reynolds criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers can now arrest previously deported migrants. Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
From Wally again via direct message. She says, I always enjoy hearing from Aaron. Well, yeah, me too, Wally. I think a lot of people do, as a matter of fact. Yeah, we always love hearing from Aaron in Denver. And once again, folks, you know, this is one of the reasons, you know, we're, like I said, you know, it's kind of this phrase that's come up here recently. It's kind of this overnight community. You know, Lucy listening on 930 in Sarasota, Ed called it the Kyle Warren community or KW community, and I appreciate that. I mean, this is a very, very, very cool thing. And as I've said before, this is the best job in the world. I wouldn't trade it for anything, and I have you to thank for that. And we're going places on this show. We're going places, and we're talking about things that I don't think you're hearing about in the overnights, certainly, especially with a live show. And the ability to call in or interact, it's really something. And, again, I'm so appreciative to each and every one of you about this. I really just can't tell you enough. All right. So, as we mentioned earlier, we do have this the Mayorkas impeachment, Mayorkas impeachment articles that were sent over. This from Newsmax. Senate Democrats will defy history and table the House articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Even though the Senate is obligated to convene a trial once charges are walked across the Capitol. Senator Tommy Tuberville predicted on Newsmax on Tuesday. Do you remember when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats walked those articles across the hall, and this was a dramatic thing? The President of the United States, the impeachment articles, are now being walked across by Nancy Pelosi and her band of merry men or something, and going across and putting these articles, giving these articles to the Senate, where they will, you know, very, very seriously consider them and immediately have a trial. And we don't even need to have an impeachment committee on the next one, right? On the second one. We don't need that. We need to dispense with protocol, and we just simply need to get this impeachment thing happening. You know, it was just ridiculous, right? So, the Alabama Republican told Newsline, never has this happened in the United States Senate or Congress. If articles come over, the impeachment trial goes on. That's constitutional, right, my friends, isn't it? It's constitutional. All Republicans will be on the Senate floor this afternoon trying to get a point of order, Tuberville added, but Democrats aren't going to let that happen, quote unquote. They're going to vote 51-49 to table this and go to the next bill, said Tuberville. What gets me is that they're talking about Iran. They're talking about all this other money, but they're not talking about helping the American southern border. It's an absolute disgrace. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, from New York, of course, Democrat, after Israel, and the next day he's for Israel. Again, this is Tuberville continuing. These people, they do not have any consistency or any brevity about them in terms of coming and supporting the American people. Tuberville also Tuesday discussed new legislation he is presenting to call for more transparency on spending going toward providing abortions in Veterans Administration facilities. Yep. So, I mean, I'm telling you, it just to say everything is just, you know, kind of going crazy, and in the sense of everywhere you look, it's a very serious issue that's occurring. And sometimes, you know, there can be burnout. And I think sometimes the left counts on there being burnout for all this stuff, so that people kind of throw up their hands. Well, nothing can be done. I just let's let them do what they're doing, because I can't take this anymore. I got my own problems. And that's not a cop out in that sense. It is because people do have to live their lives. And I'm not saying don't be interested in government or the machinations of government, but I'm saying that people want leaders to do the right thing. And they don't want to have to sit there every single day having to goad them, go do the right thing. Okay, no, do the right thing on this. No, okay, no, go do the right thing on that. Just go do the right thing. Because they want to be able to live their lives peaceably. And one of the reasons why especially the far left throws everything into chaos is to create that sense that there is no peace, that there's nothing about your life that is not in turmoil because of whatever situation locally or internationally. Let's listen here to Senator John Kennedy talking about these articles of impeachment. It's a little bit of a substantial quote, but I want you to hear what he's saying about this. This is really, well, it's classic Senator Kennedy. Let's listen in.
I want you to forget for a moment the debate over the law and the process and how many lawyers can dance on the head of a pin. And think about what will be happening here over the next 2 days. You just heard on four of the United States Senate what I heard. The United States House of Representatives as I said the other day, we're not talking about some snow bro who likes chicken McNuggets and weed and has an opinion. We're not talking about some game boy with a ketamine stash who's living in his parents' basement and who has an opinion. Though both are entitled to have an opinion. We're talking about the United States House of Representatives. After investigating, not for days, but for months, has voted to bring two charges, two articles of impeachment that are serious. They're serious as an aneurysm. This doesn't happen very often. It's happened only 22 times in our country's almost 250-year history. And every single time, except when the impeached public official has quit, the United States Senate did its job. We held a trial.
All right, let's stop right there. You see where he's going with that. And and I wanted you to hear that quote because, again, you know, you hear the passion that's there. You hear the indignancy that's there. And that's a righteous indignation, right? To say, look, this is our job. This is what we're supposed to do. This is the constitutional model. This is what we're compelled to do. Can you imagine if articles of impeachment were filed against Donald Trump? And in the scenario, you have a Republican-held Senate, or they have the 51 votes, basically, and they say, we're going to table this. Can you imagine what Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them would be doing, and the media and all the TV people on MSNBC, and on it would go? But if those articles are passed in the House and they're dutifully and lawfully presented to the Senate has the obligation to go and do something. And I just appreciate Senator Kennedy so very much. A lot of times he can be funny, and he can be very humorous. And part of that is his power of persuasion and pointing out things that are absurd or using his humor. But he's not being funny here. It's a funny situation, but not funny ha-ha, but funny bizarre. But are you surprised by any of this? Are you surprised by the idea that, well, you know, those crazy Republicans brought in these articles of impeachment, but, nah, we don't really have to do that right now. And as Tuberville pointed out, yeah, one day Schumer's against Israel, the next day he says he's for it, and on it goes. I mean, come on, folks. You know, we can do better as this, as a country. That's why November is so very, very important. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We got a lot more to do. We'll be talking with Denise Simon next segment as well. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right. This is a new bumper track, by the way. I think it's played a couple of times, but it's one of the newer ones that we've installed. So this is really great. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we're having a great program this morning, I think. Yes, the view from the stratosphere, the view from orbit, I think is actually a pretty good one this morning. And we hope that you're doing well. Absolutely, we hope that you're doing well. And we're glad that you're there. Thanks for being there. It's great to be here. Let me tell you this here real quick, because we did find out with what happened to the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And by the way, there are those who are calling for it to be renamed when it's ever rebuilt here, to be renamed something else other than the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And you knew that was coming. But the FBI evidently has now opened a criminal investigation that focuses on the container ship, obviously, that hit that support column and then brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. It's a probe that's going to look, at least in part, at whether or not the crew actually left, the dock or went out, broke port, left port, whatever, knowing that they had some real problems with that ship. engine maintenance or whatever it might have been, right? And we know that they had conducted engine maintenance at that time, as I recall from that morning when we were covering the story in the ensuing days. According to NBC, the bridge collapse they're hiring law firms to launch legal action to hold wrongdoers responsible and to mitigate the immediate and long-term harm caused to Baltimore City residents. But the FBI, of course, has got to look and see if what people knew and when did they know it, right? And I think that's a very, very good thing to do, because all this liability is there. It's not just in the sense that here comes Joe Biden and he's going to, say we're going to pick up the tab and all that. We've talked about it at length, too. I mean, these people have to have insurance. There is liability here. They have to make good on what happened, and the list goes on. But certainly, if there could be criminal issues in the sense of negligence and so forth that contributed not just to the bridge collapsing, but to the people losing their lives, that is far and away the most important aspect of this. Bridges can be rebuilt, but lives can't be replaced, as we know. All right. Well, folks, we've reached another part of the program here where we love to have a great song here this time of the morning. We got a great request from Ron in Denver. We're glad to hear from Ron, as always. And he had a couple of great songs for Rewind Wednesday, which, of course, it is Rewind Wednesday. And so we're going to keep the first one in reserve, but the second one is a great one of my favorite bands, literally, of all time, and that is Genesis. And back in 1986, they had a great album, and they had a lot of great tracks on it, by the way, a lot of good hits on that, and one of them was a song called Invisible Touch. So thanks, Ron, for the request for Rewind Wednesday, and we hope that this finds you well out there, everybody, with a very cool song from one of the best bands I think that's ever existed, and that would be Tony Banks, Mike Rutherford, and, of course, Phil Collins with Invisible Touch.
She has the ability to take it.
this by request. Tony Banks, Mike Rutherford, Phil Collins. A little bit of a key change right there as well, folks. That hopefully finds you well here on this Wednesday morning, Invisible Touch. And that was, again, one of their more sort of pop hits. But I'm telling you, if you like Genesis, and of course, you might like Phil Collins as well from back in the day. But Genesis, talk about collaborative. Those three guys, what you're hearing is exactly what they put together in terms of the writing, the production, all this stuff. Be surprised how much of the writing went with Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks and, of course, Phil Collins rounding it out a lot of times with the melodies and so forth. So anyway, great request. We appreciate it. And you know who else we appreciate around here? And that is Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we have a lot happening. Where would you like to start? Trump trial, the trial that probably won't happen for Mayorkas, you know, the sanctions against Iran. Take your pick.
I think we have six jurors that have been chosen for the Trump trial. They got still a long way to go.
Yeah, it might be seven, I think. I thought I heard that it was
could
seven.
Be seven.
Yeah.
Could be seven. Yeah. And actually, that went a little bit faster, getting those that they had selected already went a little bit faster than I thought. But so I don't think this thing's going to start until sometime in May. Meanwhile, they're now...
Yeah.
Thinking of fines for his speaking out and defying the gag order. So I think the judge is going to rule on that.
Yeah.
What, next week?
Yeah, Trump, though, of course, he's making hay out of this, you know, talking about, you know, this is coming. He actually spoke in the words, this is coming from the White House. That's significant.
Well, it's the second time I've heard him say that. He may have said it more, but, you know, the guy's got guts because after the court yesterday, he arrived in a bodega in Harlem, and I heard some snippets there. It happened to be the same bodega, by the way, where that poor man ended up in a confrontation with a criminal, and I think we were in a knife fight, and the poor man was trying to defend himself and so forth, and he killed the criminal. But things got so bad that they arrested the owner of the bodega. They finally released him after such pressure, but things still were so bad, I think he finally left the country. But anyway,
Yeah. That
was the same bodega.
And that's a very powerful visual and statement. Absolutely.
And people were chanting in the background, four more years.
Yeah, that's right. He's campaigning right there on the street.
Right.
All right, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're going to be right back. More with Denise Simon, more with me, more with everything. Wednesday edition continues. Hour number two in the books.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.